8 minutes to eight now. Conor Fee is here with business.
Rachel, European shares expected to be weighed down at the open this morning in around about 8 minutes' time by news from China of slower than expected economic growth over the first 3 months of the year. China's National Bureau of Statistics saying that the annual rate of growth in economic output over the first quarter, 7.7%, that's short of the 8% consensus among economists and also slower than the 7.9% annual growth rate we saw over the final quarter of last year. China could be one of many locations from which Irish firms may be recruiting staff to fill vacancies here following reforms to the visa regime. Included among the measures implemented by the Department of Justice and the Department of Enterprise, an extra 700 employment permits will be granted to companies in the IT and communications sectors. That's a 50% increase. With me now in studio is Edwina Shanahan of Visa First. Edwina, that's just one of a raft of new tweaks to the visa legislation or to the visa regime. Could you tell us, just in summary, what's been going on here?
Thanks, Conor. I suppose in summary, what the Department of Jobs have done is they've looked at the process for applying for work permits and looked at avenues to actually improve it. Essentially, it's reduced the processing time for it. So two key changes that they made were, if you are applying for a work permit, you have to evidence locally that there's no one local to fill that job. They've reduced the amount of advertising that you have to do with Jobs Ireland from 8 to 2 weeks. So that's a very significant cut. And again, job adverts in local newspaper has been in national local newspaper has reduced to 3 days. So that's quite a big change. You need to confirm that there's no one local to fill the position before you apply for the work permit. But again, with the actual processing of the work permit application, they reduced the processing time from 5 to, they're aiming to have it down to 3 weeks in June of this year. And I suppose from applications that Visa First have lodged since January, we've seen noted improvement in the response time and feedback from the department on work permits that we've lodged. So they're very key changes for our companies that are applying for work permits, because if you're trying to bring in a non-EEA national, I suppose hanging on for
that's European Economic Area.
Yes, that's correct. To bring into Ireland to fill a position here, that's quite a large amount of time for you to advertise a position for 8 weeks. And previously, applications for work permits were quite significant. Going on from that, then I suppose they're increasing the allotment for ICT professionals. It's increasing by 700 additional places this year. There were over 1,300 last year. So again, that's very good news for the ICT industry, which are crying out for workers and for specific skills.
And the key phrase, as you mentioned there a couple of times yourself, is nobody available locally. And that seems to be a big issue, particularly for that industry you mentioned, for information, communications and technology. Mm-hmm. What are you hearing from employers on the front line there? Where are the shortages and where are they having to look to fill them?
I suppose that would be one area, but just to mention as well, special languages is another area where the department have made adjustments to allow you to apply for people with special languages for sales and technical support. So that's another key area that we're hearing from employers that is in shortage. But I suppose where they're recruiting from, generally a lot of the work permits in the ICT industry that we've been organising in the last number of months have been from Canada, from US, also from India. So I suppose another factor that is in this whole new update process is if you are from Canada or from India, and if you are applying for a work permit here, you can get a visa on entry. But those who are applying from India and we'll say from China have to get a visa prior to entry. So the work permit will allow you permission to work, but you also need a visa in order to allow to come into the country.
Is the idea here that, you know, we're trying to fill short-term gaps in the skills profile, if you like? Or is there any sort of long-term benefit here in terms of Irish employees and the people coming through the third level system here?
Absolutely. There's huge benefits from this new work permit programme, as I would see it, and from years of working in the industry. I suppose a key factor that the government have mentioned is every ICT job that's created will give a spin-off to four and five additional jobs in other sectors. So it's not just that one particular job that's created here. And fair enough, it is a non-EEA national that's coming into this country. But when you're applying for a work permit, I suppose to be fair, in the department as well, they do ask to see avenues of how that an Irish person is going to be trained to fill that job and what the replacement process is for that permit, who has been granted the permit, when they leave that position, when the permit expires, is there going to be an Irish person here to fill that position? So it's an all-term, I suppose, good proposal and good opportunity for Irish people.
We've seen a lot of commentary, particularly from people in the IT sector around this whole area. Is the demand that you're seeing at the moment, is it coming from the multinationals, which, as we know, have been quite hungry mm-hmm. for new staff, particularly in, as you mentioned, the specialist language areas?
I suppose the demand is coming from quite a number of areas. You'll notice that from the largest, the companies that were granted most permits last year were all, 9 out of 10 of them were in ICT area. So you're talking your Googles, your Facebooks,
And there we leave it. Thanks. Sorry to cut across you, Edwina Shanahan of Visa First. Thanks for coming into us this morning. Briefly, the euro worth $1.30.7 this morning and 85.3 pence sterling.